Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. As millions of borrowers around the country started to apply for student debt relief this week, a judge in Missouri weighed the fate of the entire program. NPR's Soyakoya Carrillo reports.
A federal circuit judge in Missouri has dismissed what experts tell NPR was the best shot at halting President Biden's student loan relief plan. Since it was announced back in August, conservatives in several states have filed lawsuits questioning the legality of Biden's plan. Their goal? To convince a judge to grant an injunction that would stop the cancellation of hundreds of billions of dollars in federal student debt before it has a chance to begin. But more than 8 million borrowers have already applied for the program, and the Education Department could start discharging student loan debt as soon as Sunday. With this challenge struck down, it appears likely that for those who qualify, the sweeping cancellation of student debt will continue. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
A new national survey finds that most Americans are stressed out about everything from inflation to violence to the future of the nation. And as NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports, more than a quarter of adults surveyed said they were so stressed they can't function.
More than 80% of respondents said that rising prices were a major source of stress for them, with most saying they're worried about having enough money to pay for daily needs like food and housing. A majority of respondents also expressed worries about the future of the country, the racial climate, and violence. And all this stress is affecting people's health. Psychologist Vail Wright is with the American Psychological Association, which conducted the poll.
We found that 76% of adults said that they had experienced at least one symptom of stress in the past month, and that included things like headaches, feeling nervous or anxious.
Research shows that chronic stress can have serious health consequences in the long run. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
U.S. officials say Iran has sent dozens of drones to Russia to use in strikes across Ukraine, including Kyiv. John Kirby, the spokesman for the National Security Council, says Iran is expected to send more shipments in the future. Kirby also said that Iranian troops are directly engaged on the ground in Crimea. He said it appears the Iranians are there to teach the Russians how to use unmanned aerial vehicles or drones.
These are systems that the Russian armed forces are not familiar using. These are organically manufactured Iranian UAVs, and the Russians just don't have anything in their inventory. So it follows that they would need a little training on how to pilot these things.
Crimea is a part of Ukraine annexed by Russia in 2014 in violation of international law. Stocks close lower today. The Dow fell 90 points. This is NPR. British Prime Minister Liz Truss announced her resignation today after an historically brief term, 45 days. It was marked by turmoil in the financial markets and unrest in her own party. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu shut down a news conference today after protests over the city's approach to tackling homelessness and substance use. From member station GBH in Boston, Tori Bedford reports some residents object to the city's harm reduction approach, which includes needle exchanges and safe sites to use drugs.
Shame on Wu!
Mayor Michelle Wu says these methods have helped at Mass and Cass, an area with a long-standing concentration of people experiencing homelessness, substance use disorder, and poverty.
The reality is that this is an illness, a medical condition that individuals are living with, and like other cities across the country, those strategies are an important part of what we do.
Wu says she sees Boston's approach as a template for transforming drug use issues across the country as an increasing number of states adopt a harm reduction approach. For NPR News, I'm Tori Bedford in Boston.
The Environmental Protection Agency is investigating whether state agencies in Mississippi discriminated against residents of Jackson in violation of their civil rights. The black-majority capital has had problems with its water supply for years. Most homes and businesses were without running water for several days this summer. Civil rights groups charge the state has refused to pay for improvements. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.